Hello and welcome to the July podcast by the Goethe Institute and Zündfunk Bayern 2. This month's edition features new albums by Engie, Grenzkontrolle, Horizontaler Gentransfer and Stimming. But let's start with a classic by Aerobic and Jacques Palminger, who are back with their Songs for Joy project. This is Dave Creedon presenting the English version of Ralf Summer's Summer Popcast. Enjoy this song for joy.
Ich liebe die Träumer, die Aufbruchsgeister, die Überallsamen erkennen, die Fehlschläge nicht zu ernst nehmen und immer das Gute benennen. Nicht die, die die Zukunft auswendig kennen, Begeisterung als Naivität anschauen und dir ihre altbekannten Ängste als Ratschläge verpackt um die Ohren hauen. Ich schulde dem Leben das Leuchten in meinen Augen. Wann strahlst du? Ich schulde dem Leben das Leuchten in meinen Augen. Wann strahlst du? Ich liebe die, die den Einfall ausprobieren, der Erfahrung ein Schnippchen schlagen, zwischen Misserfolgen heil hindurchschlängeln und deren Augen leuchten, wenn sie fragen. Nicht die, die denken, es lohnt sich doch nicht, die alles schon immer gewusst haben, die sagen, wozu, es macht doch keinen Unterschied, und ihre Neugier mit Erfahrungen begraben. Ich schulde dem Leben das Leuchten in meinen Augen. Wann strahlst du? Ich schulde dem Leben das Leuchten in meinen Augen. Wann strahlst du? Ich liebe die, die staunen können. Über die Blume auf dem Schrott. Die lieber im Jetzt als im Morgen leben. Und die einfach austreten aus dem Trott. Nicht die, die im Vielleicht und im Irgendwann alle Energie vergraben und sich mit grauem Trübsinn ganz einbalsamiert haben. Ich schulde dem Leben das Leuchten in meinen Augen. Wann strahlst du? Ich schulde dem Leben das Leuchten in meinen Augen. Wann strahlst du? Wann strahlst du? Wann strahlst du?
That was Wann strahlst du? Or When Do You Shine? One of the most remarkable songs in German. It's one of the so-called Songs for Joy, a theatre project involving amateur musicians. Carsten Meyer, better known as Aerobic, says that the project needed the voice of actress Yvonne Janssen, who used to sing in the Hamburg punk band Kommando Sonnenmilch.
Wann strahlst du?
Wann strahlst du is a great song. The lyrics are by Barbara Stützel, who submitted it to the Songs for Joy project I put on with Jacques Palminger at the Maxim Gorki Theatre in Berlin in 2008 and 2009. And it was sung by the great Yvonne Janssen.
Yvonne Janssen ist eigentlich nur vorbeigekommen.
Yvonne Janssen actually just popped in to say hello. And we immediately said to her, geez, seeing as you're here right now, we've just recorded the instrumental part of a song here. Why don't you sing it? She didn't have time. We said, just do it. So she sang it right there and then. And we finished the number, and now it has become this little hit. It's a minor miracle.
Ein kleines Wunder.
That was Aerobic and Jacques Palminger sharing the backstory to Wann strahlst du? Their song, they say, has become many people's favourite song over the past 15 years. And the streaming stats bear out that claim. The song has racked up nearly 10 million plays to date, hence the high expectations for their second Songs for Joy album. As on the first, people can write their own lyrics and send them in to Palminger and Aerobic, who then set them to music with the aid of professional musicians. Act two of this participatory project is called Songs for Joy on the Weddell.
Der Dramaturg Ludwig Haug,
a dramaturg who worked with us back in the day in Berlin, is now at Hamburg's Schauspielhaus. And in 2024, 15 years later, he asked us whether we'd like to do it again. Not just in Hamburg, though, but specifically on the Weddell. The Weddell, by the way, is dialect in those parts for the Viertel or quarter. That's where the Emmanuel Church is, a place for people to get together in an out-of-the-way part of the city on a little island in the Elbe River called the Weddell. We immediately cottoned on to its incredible potential for artists and musicians, what with its very mixed population and loads of local talent. So we flung ourselves into the project. Aerobic and Palminger received over 200 submissions of lyrics and songs, 18 of which they have turned into bona fide songs. Mechthild Fortmann, one of our neighbours on the Weddell, sent us the lyrics to In der Enge meiner Zwänge. The words were moving and quite serious. They were about obsessive thoughts, and we had an inkling that they could be maybe turned into something more freestyle. We really wanted to use the lyrics. And one evening, after one of our first days in the studio, working on Songs for Joy and the Weddell, I biked into the city, and a friend of mine invited me to a gig by Feig & Flittchen. They're the cool young punk band in Hamburg these days. And when I saw them on stage, I thought to myself, they're a perfect fit. So I suggested the idea straight away. And 2 days later, they came by.
Und 2 Tage später kamen sie vorbei.
Alles aus? Alles zu?
Reiten, fremde Speisen,
alles anders, ungewohnt.
Ob sich da der Aufwand lohnt?
Lieber bin ich ganz allein,
in der Enge meiner Zwänge.
In der Enge meiner Zwänge, ich höre nicht zu.
Mir ist alles andere hinuh.
Drang, im Zwang, ich rang, im Zwang. Ich ringe und ringe, im Zwang, ich ringe.
Mit neuen Dingen, die mich aus der Enge zwingen.
Frischer Wind ist nass und kalt,
da vergeht mir jeder Spaß.
Alles aus,
alles zu.
Alles aus, alles zu.
Alle Zwänge meiner Enge,
alles zu.
Alles aus,
alles zu.
In der Enge meiner Zwänge bin ich ganz allein. In der Enge meiner Zwänge richte ich mich ein. In der Enge meiner Zwänge fühle ich mich zu Haus. Aus der Enge meiner Zwänge krieg ich keiner raus. In der Enge meiner Zwänge kann ich ehrlich sein. In der Enge meiner Zwänge richte ich mich ein. In der Enge meiner Zwänge kenne ich mich aus. In der Enge meiner Zwänge, da bin ich zu Haus.
Alles aus. That was In der Enge meiner Zwänge by Aerobik and Jacques Palminger. The two of them already miss hanging out at the Emmanuel Church on Feddel Island, where neighbours would drop in and bring them poems to put to music. It was DIY with a difference. DIY songwriting with musical prose. Let's linger in Hamburg for a new album called Friedrich by Martin Stimming. Hamburg's Martin Stimming has been moving between deep house and melodic electronica for 15 years. The instrumental we've just heard is called Holz und Silber, meaning wood and silver. It's on his new Friedrich album, the second part of a trilogy in which Stimming explores feelings we experience in everyday life, even those evoked by pigeons, our everyday and ever-ignored feathery companions. His new instrumentals, only two of the tracks include vocals, are full of hope and positive energy. The record itself is a dream come true.
Nämlich der Wunsch, das Korsett der tanzbaren Musik zu verlassen.
Namely, the desire to throw off the corset of dance music. I've been playing live sets in the techno scene as a full-time producer since 2007. I've done several hundred gigs around the world. I can make people dance. But in terms of the music and my abilities, I knew there were other things that interest me and that I want to pursue. Though that's hard to do with a dance floor background, because dance music can only tolerate a very, very narrow range of musical themes and harmonic changes. After all, dance music has to be on the simple side to work. So much for the sound. As for the artwork, to me, the pigeons on my album cover mean finding beauty in small things. The pigeon is the most ordinary bird we know, at least our city dwellers, and has spread all over the world. Wherever I go, pigeons are always there, and yet we overlook them. I like their colors, that we ignore them instead of living in the real, here and now. This is a theme I'm trying to express. Though whenever I talk about pigeons, I get the feeling I'm explaining a joke.
Aber immer wenn ich von der Taube rede, habe ich das Gefühl, ich erkläre eigentlich gerade einen Witz.
That was Martin Stimming on finding pleasure in little things. And his new philosophy is to get closer to people when performing live nowadays. To come down from the stage and set up shop in the middle of the audience. That's his place now.
Weil es mir eigentlich darum geht, möglichst ungefüllt hat eine Freude.
To me, it's all about putting across a delight in my performance and my music in as unfiltered a way as possible. I know this joy is infectious. The nerds will be more interested in what I'm doing with my hands, while the connoisseurs can simply enjoy great music with beautiful visuals and go home feeling they did something beautiful that night.
Schönes gemacht zu haben an dem Abend.
So this is the point of Stimming's new live set, right in the thick of the throng. Our next featured act is also touring with a new album these days. Engi, a Mongolian in Munich. Here she is with the tune Necke.
Meine Mutter ist eine sehr schnelle Person. Sie ist oft in Eile und meistens spät dran. Vielleicht auch, weil sie so gerne rennt. Als ich in der ersten Klasse war, bin ich mit dem Shuttlebus von ihrer Arbeit in die Stadt bis zu meiner Schule mitgefahren. Und natürlich waren wir jeden Morgen zu spät. Im Winter war es in der Früh noch dunkel. Und es hatte mindestens minus 30 Grad. Ich schlüpfte im Halbschlaf in meinen Fellmantel, der mir bis zu den Schienbeinen ging. Dazu trug ich eine Fellmütze und um mein Gesicht wickelte ich einen Schal. So, dass mein ganzes Gesicht bedeckt war, auch meine Augen, und ich weiter schlafen konnte. Meine Mutter nahm mich an der Hand und rannte los. Die war 20 Minuten weit weg. Es fühlte sich nicht so an, als würde ich selbst rennen, sondern eher, als würde ich an der Seite meiner Mutter durch die Kälte fliegen. Der Shuttlebus war an unserem Stopp schon ganz voll. Wir stiegen ein und wurden in die Wärme eingewickelt.
That was a song about Angie's school days, running to catch the bus every morning in the freezing cold with her often frazzled mother in Ulaanbaatar, the Mongolian capital. The songs on her new record, Sono, which is partly about living between two worlds. Engi came to Munich through the auspices of the Goethe Institute in Mongolia and studied jazz singing and jazz music teaching here. She releases her own music on Squirmer, a label run by an eclectic jazz-not-jazz ensemble called Faser, whose guitarist, Paul Brendle, her longtime collaborator, plays on her new record too. Engi explains the album's title.
Sonor hat, soweit ich weiß, in drei Sprachen relativ die ähnliche Bedeutung.
As far as I know, Sonor has a relatively similar meaning in English, German and Mongolian. In German, Sonor means, I think, soothing sounds. In Mongolian, it's a respectful term for the ear and hearing. It's also used for someone listening closely. I hope the record will create these moments that keep us ever fresh and optimistic. The music sounds different from what I've recorded in the past. The album follows a concept insofar as the order of the songs represents a whole day.
Man lädt ein mit dem ersten Stück Hungun.
It starts with the track Hungun, a song about finding yourself if only for a short while, in these endlessly turbulent times, about relaxing and breathing in and out. The song Usbar, which means twilight, is also about having a sense of each passing day or moment. Tell it's time on the record for the song Surmature, which means nap, so you might take a little snooze in the afternoon. I had an optimistic phase on Sonor, and I think you can hear that in the songs.
That was Angie, whose family always loved singing, explaining the concept of her new album, Sonor. In addition to a few tracks in Mongolian and one in English, it includes her first two songs in German, Necke, the song we've just heard, and Unadag Dugui. Starting in July, Angie will be touring Finland, Sweden, Iceland, Turkey and the Netherlands, as well as some festivals in Germany. People get her music everywhere she goes. Let's segue from Mongolian jazz singer and songwriter Angie Erkhem to a Korean and Japanese women's sextet from Stuttgart called Horizontaler Gentransfer. That was Horizontaler Gentransfer and their song with the wacky title DB Deutsche Bullshit oder Dürer und Bayern. Literally, German Bullshit or Dürer und Bavaria. It's on the Stuttgart band's second album to date, with a similarly wacky moniker, Everything's Possibong. Mitzi Lee, who has South Korean roots, like most of the band members, recounts how this female ensemble came about.
Ursprünglich als mein Diplomprojekt.
I wrote lyrics, originally intended for a temporary band for my master's project at the Stuttgart Academy of Fine Arts, based on my experiences of racism. At the time, we had a residency in the carriage of an old train at Stuttgart's Nordbahnhof. We sang karaoke, grilled lots of pork belly, and rehearsed together for 3 nights there. That's how 7 songs came together, and we put on a concert. We found that really wild, so of course we kept going.
That was Mitzi Lee of Horizontale Gene Transfer. In case you're wondering, horizontal gene transfer means the passing of genetic material from one organism to another by other means than sexual reproduction.
Bin ich eine Person oder ein Kollektiv?
I am a person or collective with many microorganisms. At any rate, I have microorganisms from Stuttgart.
Stuttgart.
On their Bandcamp page, Horizontale Gene Transfer described their sound as art punk or Hamburg school. Their main influences are Die Goldenen Zitronen, Laibach and Georg Kreisler. One genre that's missing from their self-description, but which is often attributed to them, is K-punk, the punk version of K-pop.
Nein, weil K-pop an sich ist...
No, because K-pop is a sexist industry that exploits young people. After our concerts, lots of people say, hey, that's not punk at all. But I have my own conception of punk. K-pop was punk for me in my youth. To me, punks are not violent people decked out in leather jackets and safety pins. Punk is a tool for feeling free, as well as seeking a sense of belonging in certain groups. I've observed that K-pop takes on the role of punk in the Western sense for some people, and it empowers marginalized people. That's why I use quotes from K-pop songs.
K-pop, like any other genre, can be empowering. And one can pick and choose elements of K-pop, the way Mitzi Lee does in the lyrics of her songs for Horizontale Gentransfer. But what about the lyrics to the number called DB, Deutsche Bullshit oder Dürer und Bayern?
The whole song is actually a quote from a guy named Eric I met on a train from Nuremberg to Berlin. It was one of those fast ICEs, those sprinters that go to Berlin. I thought what he said was brilliant. His ramblings on about Munich, Germany and so-called Asians. But it was dramatic and traumatized. On this number, I break that trauma with my girl band behind me.
That was Mitzi Lee and her brand of caustic humour. The fifth and final band we'd like to present on this podcast may well have had similar experiences, especially their singer. They're a new Cologne-based band called Grenzkontrolle, which means border control. Their sound is lo-fi punk self-empowerment, or POC-NNDW, the latest iteration of new German wave by people of colour. Their singer, Don El Gaspar Ali, grew up in Cologne. His family is from the Congo.
Es herrschte eine mega Perspektivlosigkeit, Hoffnungslosigkeit, vor allem.
There was a huge lack of prospects and hopelessness, especially in my youth among my friends. And I'd always dreamt of breaking free and making my dreams come true. When you see a lot of violence, a lot of things children shouldn't see, you think it's normal. What I loved was football, but I realized pretty early on that it wasn't something I really wanted to do. I just wanted to live art and to be regarded as an artist, not as a footballer. That was Don El Gaspar Ali talking on the WDR newscast Lokalzeit about his decision to give up his football career playing for clubs in Mönchengladbach and Cologne. It didn't feel right to go pro footballer, he explains. He has plenty of other talents. After sustaining an injury in 2020, he organised a nationwide Black Lives Matter rally in Berlin, where he was living at the time, wrote a book of poetry entitled Blues auf Eis, or Blues on Ice, and now he's setting his poems to music with his band. Listening to Grenzkontrolle, you've got to give them kudos. This is how latter-day NDW, or New German Wave, makes sense as a revenant of the old New German Wave. Who'd have guessed that songs that fit right in on a playlist between New German Wave classics by Fehlfarben and Grauzone would one day be composed by Afro-German musicians? Then again, it's actually a no-brainer. The frustration and rage of the late 70s and early 80s no-wave days is something Grenzkontrolle have experienced in exactly the same way. plus the racism. This is Dormel's Dave Creedon signing off on Ralph Sommer's July podcast. Thanks for listening in. Angie Portman will be back in August for our next edition. Let's close with Grenzkontrolle and a track they call Revolution.
Hass kann ich nur mit Hass reagieren.